Blog Talk Radio.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I seek refuge, protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy. With the name of God, the merciful, benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Today is April 1st, 2022. You're tuned in to the New Allah Islamic Center Juma service online, and we will begin playing chapter 18. Then right at 2 o'clock, we will have the first 5 minutes till the first Athan, first call to prayer, and at 2 p.m., the actual prayer, the service should begin. At this time here, we'll play chapter 18 of the Quran. As-salamu alaykum.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala 'abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِّن لَّدُنْ وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward.
مَاكِثِينَ فِيهِ أَبَدًا.
Wherein they will abide forever. And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son. A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor have their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct. And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight. Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years. And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried. We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَّدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا لَّقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هؤلاء قومنا اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذْ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set, go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say, they were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ وَقُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَهْدِيَنِ رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا.
And say not of anything, lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, it may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is he, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside him, and he maketh none to share in his government.
وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking his countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces. Calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَيَلْبَسُونَ ثِيَابًا خُضْرًا مِنْ سُنْدُسٍ وَإِسْتَبْرَقٍ مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ نِعْمَ الثَّوَابُ وَحَسُنَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk, and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grape, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لَكِنَّهُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا.
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There is no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside.
أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا.
Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world, as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward, and better in respect of hope.
ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills and ye see the earth emerging and we gather them together so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us, as we created you at the first. But ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا.
And remember when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
ويوم يقول نادوا شركائي الذين زعمتم فدعوهم فلم يستجيبوا لهم وجعلنا بينهم موبقا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وإن تدعهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذا أبدا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ لَوْ يُؤَاخِذُهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا لَعَجَّلَ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابَ بَلْ لَهُمْ مَوْعِدٌ لَنْ يَجِدُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ مَوْئِلًا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them. But theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا.
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا.
And when Moses said unto his servant, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers meet, though I march on for ages. And when they reached the point where the two met, they forgot their fish, and it took its way into the waters, being free.
فلما جاوزا قال لفتاه آتنا غداءنا لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا.
And when they had gone further, he said unto his servant, Bring us our breakfast. Verily we have found fatigue in this our journey.
قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا.
He said, Didst thou see when we took refuge on the rock and I forgot the fish? And none but Satan caused me to forget to mention it. It took its way into the waters by a marvel.
قال ذلك ما كنا نبغ فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا.
He said, This is that which we have been seeking. So they retraced their steps again.
فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما.
Then found they one of our slaves unto whom we had given mercy from us.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
انطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا.
So they twain journeyed on till when they came unto the folk of a certain township. They asked its folk for food, but they refused to make them guests. And they found therein a wall upon the point of falling into ruin, and he repaired it. Moses said, If thou hadst wished, thou couldst have taken payment for it. He said, This is the parting between thee and me. I will announce unto thee the interpretation of that thou couldst not bear with patience.
أما السفينة فكانت لمساكين يعملون في البحر فأردت أن أعيبها وكان وراءهم ملك يأخذ كل سفينة غصبا.
As for the ship, it belonged to poor people working on the river, and I wished to mar it, for there was a king behind them who was taking every ship by force.
وأما الغلام فكان أبواه مؤمنين فخشينا أن يرهقهما طغيانا وكفرا.
And as for the lad, his parents were believers, and we feared lest he should oppress them by rebellion and disbelief.
فأردنا أن يبدلهما ربهما خيرا منه زكاة وأقرب رحما.
And we intended that their Lord should change him for them for one better in purity and nearer to mercy.
وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يَبْلُغَا أَشُدَّهُمَا وَيَسْتَخْرِجَا كَنْزَهُمَا رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَمَا فَعَلْتُهُ عَنْ أَمْرِي ذَلِكَ تَأْوِيلُ مَا لَمْ تَسْطِعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا.
And as for the wall, it belonged to two orphan boys in the city, and there was beneath it a treasure belonging to them, and their father had been righteous, and thy Lord intended that they should come to their full strength and should bring forth their treasure as a mercy from their Lord. And I did it not upon my own command. Such is the interpretation of that wherewith thou couldst not bear. They will ask thee of Dhulqarnain. Say, I shall recite unto you a remembrance of him.
إِنَّا مَكَّنَّا لَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَبَبًا.
Lo, we made him strong in the land and gave him unto everything a road.
فَأَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا.
And he followed a road.
حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ مَغْرِبَ الشَّمْسِ وَجَدَهَا تَغْرُبُ فِي عَيْنٍ حَمِئَةٍ وَوَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا قَوْمًا قُلْنَا يَا ذَا الْقَرْنَيْنِ إِمَّا أَنْ تُعَذِّبَ وَإِمَّا أَنْ تَتَّخِذَ فِيهِمْ حُسْنًا.
Till when he reached the setting place of the sun, he found it setting in a muddy spring, and found a people thereabout. We said, O Dhulqarnain, either punish or show them kindness.
قال أما من ظلم فسوف نعذبه ثم يرد إلى ربه فيعذبه عذابا نكرا.
He said, As for him who doth wrong, we shall punish him, and then he will be brought back unto his Lord, who will punish him with awful punishment.
وأما من آمن وعمل صالحا فله جزاء الحسنى وسنقول له من أمرنا يسرا.
But as for him who believeth and doth right, good will be his reward, and we shall speak unto him a mild command.
ثم أتبع سببا.
Then he followed a road.
حتى إذا بلغ مطلع الشمس وجدها تطلع على قوم لم نجعل لهم من دونها سترا.
Till when he reached the rising place of the sun, he found it rising on a people for whom we had appointed no shelter therefrom.
كَذَلِكَ وَقَدْ أَحَطْنَا بِمَا لَدَيْهِ خُبْرًا.
for us to follow. We have in him a hope. His life, his excellent model for human conduct around the world throughout the generations. He's speaking about Muhammad. He has a beautiful pattern. It says Uswa. Uswa is from an Arabic word like Siwa. The Siwa means to be valid. Valid. And Muhammad, the prophet, present, peace be upon him, is valid. We also told in the Quran, in chapter 41, verse 34, nor can goodness and evil be equal. We don't try to equate goodness and evil. We came from a life where they said, this is Satan's world. You're going to wait on God's will. That's in Islamic thought. It doesn't calculate. Now, this is God's will. And waiting on God's bigger will. You see, well, where is Satan's will at? In your small mind. In your fear of doing good. That's where Satan's will is. So Allah says, nor can goodness and evil be equal. Allah says, repel evil with what is better. Then will he, the person between you and them, with hatred. I love this. I read this there. So this is good. Allah says, if you repel, fight off evil with that which is good. Well, the person between you and them, there's hatred between you and the person. Allah says, if you repel the evil, fight the evil with good, the one who you are hating is hating you, you will become intimate friends. This is Quran. Again, chapter 41, verse 34. And I read it in hope. Noah can goodness and evil be equal. Repel evil with what is better. Then will he between whom and you will hatred become as if it were thy friend and enemy. Not just a friend, but a close friend. So Allah is calling us to a higher standard of refinement. And this is our talk today. Islamic refinement, Islamic etiquette. And I'll go so far as to say that Islamic etiquette, refinement of ourselves, it will establish democracy in society. El-Islam is a complete way of life, a complete way for supporting excellent thinking and excellent conduct. Al-Islam, it is a complete, it's a whole way of life. Al-Islam is refinement upon the refinement. Does that make sense? So when you refine something, you fine-tune it. You sharpen it up. You polish it. You make sure it's in order. And then they see a person who has class or character, they say, they are such refinement. Yes? Well, El-Islam brings a refinement to that refinement. You understand that? Okay. We speak about Islamic etiquette. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that means the present peace be upon him, said whenever a Muslim endeavors to do a thing, they seek to perfect. So no matter what you're doing in life, be a Muslim. Seek to do it to perfection. You say, well, I can't get there. That's the goal. That's the idea, that you should have no excuse to stop continuing. You because your aspiration is that I can refine this. I can do this better. I can make this sharper. And this is how we should build our character as believers. The Prophet Muhammad, he called us to Ihsan. Ihsan. You know the word Ihsan? Yeah. Tell you the name Hassan. Hassan means good, handsome, right? And Ihsan is saying excellent. Allah is calling us to excellence. And whatever we do as Muslims, Islam is calling us to be blinded to excellence. Many of us came to Islam without refinement. We were a little rough on the edge. Overall, we were good people, decent people, for the most part. We're just a little rough around the edges, right? And then there, some of us were gangsters. Came from a hard life. Lying, stealing, cheating, fornicating, anything we can get by with. But then we heard some form of Islam, and it put us on the journey to hell as well. Many of our youth don't know that journey going from being a little rough around the edges. They don't know that journey. They're born into paradise. But along the way, some of them leave paradise and go out there chasing the rough edges and get their behind kicked. Yeah. All we can do is say, pray to Allah and don't forget of their training, of their life, and that they don't get hurt in the process too bad. And when they come back, we're going to give them a big hug and a big embrace and welcome back home. We know about the behind kicking. We got our eyes before we get it. This is true, right? Yes. Alhamdulillah. We come back, we come around, we come into Al-Islam, and then we are born again as a new person with a new mind, a new learning methodology for purifying our souls and refining now our whole life. The word that's used in Al-Islam is an Arabic word called adab. Adab. A-D-A-B. Adab. And for those of us who say, I can't remember that word, just, I'm not trying to be jokingly, but remember that commercial? A little dab, do you? Adab? Okay, that's it, right? And that's true. I guess I'm about this now. A little adab. We're still using it. Talking about the Islamic adab now. This word, adab, and also you get the name adib from adab. Yeah? It's a word, it's not mentioned in the Quran. And you find it in hadith, and it's a good word, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, we don't want to assume that it's a lot of words we use all the time in Islam, and they're not even in the Quran. But they have good meaning, good application, so we use it. You know, I mean, that. There were no prayer rules that they could be in the time of the prophet. It could be you. So this is good. So at that, Islamic etiquette is our topic today. And that Islamic etiquette will establish democracy. Adab is our Islamic etiquette that covers everything that we do as believers. Everything we do as believers. It is a 24/7 non-stop God consciousness that refines us and makes us better as individuals, therefore better as a ummah, better as a community. I adapt our Islamic etiquette, our practicing of this refinement. The word Nadab and Abihu were dictionaries. To give us some idea of what the word is saying to Nadab. And it says, it's from the root word Adubai, what it gives here. It means to be well-bred, well-mannered, cultured, urbane, having refined taste. Even an Adubai is because it's like a banquet. And you go to the banquet, and then you go to something special, right? Banquet, a formal dinner, is also to receive a fine education. This is Hadab in the general sense. So you can refine one's taste when you have a discriminating taste. When you just don't take anything into your business. You have a the ability to distinguish in a discriminating way what is good and what is not good. But just speaking about you have culture, refinement, good breeding, good manners, social graces, decorum, decency, propriety, humanity, humanness, the humanity. Yes. The name Adib is saying a person is cultured, they're refined, they're educated, well-mannered, a man of letters, yes, a writer or author. Adabah is a female writer. So just give us some background on this word Adab. In our Islamic adab, our Islamic etiquette is to bring us to a higher standard of being a people of principle. We're not vulgar in our language, Muslims. We shouldn't be. We shouldn't be vulgar in our dress, our mannerisms, our courtesy every day. If we are Muslims looking at this Uswa Hasanat in Nabi Sulaiman, this excellent model, everything in our life is affected by his example, his model. The English word etiquette, I looked it up a little further. I said, this is very interesting. You can, once you hear it, when I say it, you're going to hear it, you're going to say, I think you can take a bite of this, right? You can hear the word ticket in etiquette. No? Ticket? You know, like speeding ticket, concert ticket, that kind of ticket. And that's what it means. Eh. Ticket. You say etiquette. I want Sister Catherine to say it, because it's coming out of the French. She probably listens. She can help us out. But what would it be a ticket? But a ticket is that you got a notice. And this notice got all the rules and the guidelines. Yes? You don't speak through here. Right? Or you go to a concert, you get a ticket. Your conduct's going to be right, or they're going to call the big boys to get you out of there, right? You can't follow. But the ticket, that's etiquette. So a ticket is a note for setting the rules and the guidelines of conduct. And we thank Allah for giving us a ticket that allows us entry into the rules and the guidelines of Allah's law. Yeah. Everybody don't get a ticket in Islam. They have it in their nature and they show, but they refuse. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but it fits. You see them guys outside the game trying to sell tickets, bootleg tickets. Yeah, some of us want the bootleg tickets. The Quran in this beauty is a ticket. Inviting us to a complete way of life. So Islamic etiquette, come back to the main word, etiquette, leaves out nothing big or small. So Allah says, goodness and evil cannot be equal. Repel, push off evil with what is better. Then will the person between you and them, there's hatred. If we follow this rule of realizing that good and evil are not equal, and I'm going to fight the bad, but whatever's good, then the one who he and I or she and I have hatred, Allah said he had turned that hatred into close friends. This is the Quran. If you follow the etiquette of our religion, because Islamic etiquette establishes democracy, applies to the everyday member of society, the same as it applies to the imam, or to the sheikh, or to the president, or to the king, or to the queen. The etiquette applies equally to everybody. See, adab of Islam. This Quran, right? I go to your house. You're the imam of your house. Yes? The Quran says, if you knock on someone's door and they don't answer, what do the Quran say to you? They leave. You just can't walk in. I know you're in there. You can't do that. I can't recall which of the, they call them caliphs. It was. It wasn't Abu Bakr. I'm not sure which one it was. The leaders, caliph at the time, he had walked past a Muslim's household, right? He looked inside. He said, he's there drinking alcohol. Right? And so he called him out. You know, like, in other words, I caught you. You're drinking alcohol. And the brother said, yes, you did. But you broke the first rule. You're looking in my house. And you're right. That's the law. Yeah. Now, this is not to condone the drinking. But it's just to say that Allah is calling us to, as individual persons, to refine ourselves. And then your brother and your sister and the child and everybody else, they also refine themselves. You can have a refined society. But once you let the bogginess of society just take over, as we see in the society today, where they say, do your own thing. Do what you want to do. No. You don't do our thing. Satan's talking to you. We do Allah's thing. Yes? And we do what he wants us to do. Our faith is true. He a violin user. Yes. Very well. I found the greatest love inside of me. Right? That sounds so sweet. It does not answer. I found the greatest love. I love Akbar. But the song is so sweet. It's so mellow. And the sister singing it. I mean, she's singing it. You find yourself just walking with it. You sing along with it, lying to yourself. I found the great. You ain't found nothing. It found you. You didn't find it. It found you. But if we keep our adab, we fine. Keep our taqwa on point. We're going to be all right. We came to Islam from torn up situations, some of us. And for myself, I know, I'm like, I say, eat with your right hand, but cleanse your lower body with your left hand. And that's a new concept to me. But I'm right-handed, so it wasn't a big thing even on my right hand. But it's like it's clicking and giving CPR, if you will, to dormant brain cells in your head that you can't even use. But the etiquette of Islam was like begin to prick your consciousness. Prick and say, don't do this. Do this. Okay, when you enter the mind sphere, enter on your right foot. You got things just going to the mind sphere, and things just coming out the mind sphere. So we're turning on brain cells in your head that you didn't even know you had. This is the idea of this one, right? It's on etiquette. Etiquette. Then we shake the hand of someone. It says when you come into the room, the person who's sitting, the person who's standing should give the greetings first to the one that's sitting. It's like, what? Yes. Because they were there first. You're sitting, right? And that the young person should give the greetings first to the older person. That ain't gonna make a lot of sense, don't it? You know, like you have a room, you have everybody in here with a regular meeting, and one person walks in, and they say, assalamu alaikum, one time. We can't say one time back, alaikum assalam, right? But if each of us, if he got to give them one at a time the greetings, they're going to go to me. Yes? Islamic etiquette, all of these things, they are small, but small things are always big. Don't forget that. Small things are always big. Rasulullah said to the Lord, he said, Satan has given up all hope of getting you to do the big thing. So what did he say? That's what he did, the big thing. Yes. See, that'll make sense to you. This will. Coronavirus is a little bitty virus. Look how big it is. Social distancing, well, it's on the etiquette a long time ago. Yes. Because it brings to your mind a consciousness of who you are to be to make yourself a better person, a more refined person. Even the Quran speaks about the etiquette of the bedroom. There's during the daytime. During the daytime, you flow through the house. But at certain hours, you get permission before going into certain areas. You're speaking about that. Lower your game. Men and women, lower your game. We be fighting a zina. No, a zina means fornication. A doctor's fornication. And brother put it out the other day. He's true, though. He said, be careful of zina of the eye. I said, boy, you're a big dentist. But it's true, because the consciousness of what you're speaking about, the awareness that I'm better than this, I can do better. But you're pretty good. That's how I got here, by not accepting yesterday has been the best. Rasulullah said again, when a Muslim attempts to do a thing, you speak to the second. Being kind to strangers. Being courteous, sharing what you have, caring about others, loving others, and there are so many others. You can go online and get a Google. Just go online and Google Islamic etiquette, and you'll see a long list of stuff. You say, yes, I can live with this. I can work with this. This is a goal that I can work towards, that I can build my life around. This will give me an aspiration that can bring me into a taste of paradise before I die. You know, sometimes you go to a place and they say, hey, you want to sample this? And they give you a sample of it. And this is like the same way, too. They say, I'm going to give you a sample of hell for the hellfire. You like it? You spit it down. You say, hell, right? That's a hell, right? No. Huh? Then they give you a paradise. Say, you want to sample this? That's pretty good, man. Yeah. Okay. We got a lot more for you. Yes. This is life. But if we fail to refine our senses, to refine our tapes, we can take any vulgar thing out there then we will not make it to the paradise here and definitely not after. You won't make it. You make it to hell, but you'll be happy to leave. That's okay, you go out. That's all right. Okay. So this is a new place for us. We just again, we've been on there a couple of years due to COVID. We're just now beginning to use it. Good news, we got measurement for carpentry. Inshallah. But alhamdulillah. We thank Allah for this opportunity. Say thank you, Allah, for redeeming us. Abandon the last is it for you. Glad you're today to you. Alhamdulillah, we're going to put the rock on time. Our Lord, let not our hearts deviate into you. Since you, God, but grant to us from your presence, your mercy, your rahmah. For you're the one that gives wahab without measure, without limit, without boundary. Na'udhu billahi min I seek refuge of Allah from Satan. They reject the enemy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With Allah's name, be merciful, benefactor, merciful redeemer. We are on the eve of greatness. We are on the eve of Ramadan, the blessed month of fasting, the blessed month of showing our appreciation for Allah giving us the leadership over our passions, the dominance over our passions. We're thankful for this month of the Quran. The first five verses of the Quran revealed to Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him, during his life. Yes. We read the whole Quran. She can't read the whole Quran twice. And for some reason, you can't read the whole Quran. We would never can. Allah judges us by our intents. A big message of Ramadan is to say that we are not victims of the world trends. We are not victims of the influence of this society. There's a comment. It's biblical in source, but it's referenced. I think it's applicable here. They call Satan the prince of the air. That's a Bible verse. The Amir, the prince of the air. Air is a movement, a wind, right? Air. Okay, if the air is like influences. The winds of emotion. And if Satan is the prince of the air, then he is ruling, controlling the influences that flow into our lives. Ramadan is to make us not victims of the influences of the air. It's in the air. Yeah. And it's easy to call up any, right? Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. Right? Yeah, you're like, you did what? Yeah. But we had a discussion last night. It's a group of us we were talking about. And I want to have a discussion, but the conclusion was this. Someone wrote the script. Right? Keep in mind, most news reporters, I don't care, the best in the world, sport people, someone wrote the script. They behind the scenes. Like Charlie from Charlie's Angels. Yeah? You never see Charlie, did you, on Charlie's Angels? You see the angels going out doing your bit because Charlie thinks you duck. Right? Yeah. So now, there's someone, the prince of the air, he thinks you God too. So they say, well, God functions, we can't see him, but you see the words. Who wrote the script? Yeah. And what came out in the competition last night, they knew we was going to win. and they had them placed there, center, front and center. And so when they wrote the script and set the stage, Hollywood is still going on, right? Now for us, we can work a whole career and maybe get $1 million. All them cats up there ain't going to catch this, right? All them are millionaires on life by making one good movie. So don't get confused. When you go to an NBA game, I look on an NBA game, oh, those are all millionaires. Right? And they can pay like $10,000 a dribble. Right? They keep it real. We can't get caught up to my Ramadan. I'm talking about Ramadan. This is how he is to teach us not to become victims of the air. Yeah, okay? So now who wrote the script? And they knew all of the players involved. So we got to step back. Now, I'm not playing innocent. I'm guessing the audience members. I laugh too, right? I get all up. I say, oh, did you see that? Hey, did you see that? I'm on the phone. I'm like, what's up with that? So I ain't playing like I'm somebody special. Now, we all on this together. You have me, I have you, we have each other. But when you step back from it, so that's what Ramadan is, right? It's a step back. Step back from the food, from the drink, from the flowing, from the joke, from the kidding, from the cursing, from the lying. You step back and get yourself fine-tuned and be fine. In the ninth month, if the baby's born in the ninth month, to be born again, yeah? So let us keep that in mind and believe. Allah has given us the perfect recipe, perfect roadmap, the perfect guidance to bring us into being the leading people, regardless of whatever their religion may be, their belief may be. We still have to hold to the best. We have the best. And everything that Allah has given us and everything established in the ways of Islam, and everything given to us as a model in the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of it is to bring us into being the better person, the excellent model. We follow the excellent model. That's Muhammad. Right? He's the excellent model. And guess chapter 33, verse 21, goes along with it. Again, 33:21. Indeed, you have in Muhammad, Uswa Hasanah, an excellent one. We follow that example. We get the guidance from the Quran. We can't go wrong. That's a promise to us. You say, Brother, you just say, inshallah. I say, if you follow these two, if I repeat Allah's promise to you, if I repeat to you the Prophet's promise to you, we don't say, inshallah, on the promise. We say, inshallah, you will follow it. Inshallah, I follow, but the promise is true. We don't argue with the promise. I didn't argue with my people here, apparently they're going to give you a statement. Boy, I'm going to get you. I ain't argue with you. I know they're going to get me. I don't know where. They're going to get me. Sooner or later. Yeah, that's a fair statement. They give me out of the bed in the middle of the night. You know, I forgot. So we're arguing with the problem. Yeah. We say inshallah, but we should think inshallah. We should be saying mashallah. Hey, brother, one time he was so new here from, hey, brother, gave inshallah to the inshallah. He did. And if I asked, I said, brother, what's your name? Abdullah Yusuf. Inshallah. I'm like, come on, brother. What's your name? You mean it is or not? Yeah. So we say inshallah, then we don't want to take things for granted that it's going to happen. Only Allah knows. He said, don't say inshallah without, don't say you would do so and so tomorrow without adding, or based upon Allah, inshallah, the direction to give it to Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, how many boys are in the cave and how this is? He said, I'll tell you tomorrow. Tomorrow the long shall come. When he came back and said, don't say what you're going to say tomorrow unless you add to it. Inshallah is in addition to it. Make your statement. Be firm. Be sure on your statement. Then when you get done, you say, inshallah. So we don't know. Allah knows. But then the last is the Buddha not there to the day to them. Muhammad and put the button to you. You can't tell her. You come. Okay. Okay. Juba, we like our intention to make Juba our top, Juba prayer, to Allah the exalted, facing the cup. Allah, what I thought. الحمد لله رب العالمين مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم يا الله سمي الله بمن سمعه
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. كان أكيد في الدنيا حسنا كتاب الجل بسم الله. Assalamu alaikum. We have a few announcements to make. The Ramadan beginning. I think it's first. The new moon. The new moon is a black moon. The new moon is a black moon, which was born this morning, they say 2:24 a.m. So it's probably now about 12 hours old. 12 and a half hours old. The naked eye cannot see a moon that new. Tonight, West Coast, sunset about 7:15. Pacific in here, the new moon will be almost 24 hours old. It's possible to be seen tonight. Not just good. Tomorrow night, definitely. Probably see it probably anywhere in the world. So some may begin fast tomorrow. Some may not. We do try to keep to a local sighting. Some people call back the folks in the world, and it causes confusion for us. But for us, so be on the lookout for phone call, text, whatever. Facebook, if we have a legitimate sighting, so Hilal. So the new moon and the Hilal are not the same thing. They're close. New moon is like no light, period. It's called a black moon. The Hilal is the very beginning of light. And if you're going to try to spike the Hilal, you can only see it immediately, meaning 15 or 20 minutes after sunset. You wait past that on the first night, the moon's a little bit sliver, like the letter rock and everything. It has came up and down in about 15, it's about 20 minutes on the first night. You can only go see it in the west. Don't be looking north, south, that's not east. You only be looking west. So maybe after the sunset, and they say keep your eye on the same point. The sunset over here, keep your eye away. The sunset over there, keep your eye away. That's where the moon is going to come. And it's going to rise and set in about 15, I'm saying 15 minutes, maybe 20 at the most. And the next night, it's going to rise, be a little bit longer. And the third night, where you know it, the quarter moon's over here, the full moon's going to be in the east. Anybody see a full moon? Well, you can. But most times, the big full moon, most times going to be in the east. But the new moon, if you allow, you got to please look west. As you wait past half hour, I guess you're going in half. We out there, 10 hours, everybody look at this and that. Allah was good to us. What the heck are you doing? So we have to be hard. Any other announcements? We can still find it? Okay. Can we get the office? Anybody? We are on Facebook. We are on internet, too, so. Some people they have comments who couldn't make it. These are practices to be developed over COVID. If I got different ways, so. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Assalamualaikum.
In the morning. That's a good question. The sun rises.
Quranic readings.
No, 7:20. Very good. You want to be done eating. Hour before it's done. So, I mean, I like you said, it doesn't mean that you begin just before meal. You should be done So I'm thinking the reason should come shortly after 6:30 maybe. But then it's also you should be done eating by this. Or if we have to go to work around 7 or 8, you think it's about what's half, about 40 minutes to read, you think about the juice. For the reading itself, not for the company, but for the reading. Yeah, so we begin at 6:30 from the beginning of Ramadan, and then we're going to make that day going to get longer. So I'm thinking 6:30 right now, we think. Okay, so we can begin, and we have a number. We can get to, I'll give you the number now. 701-802-5454. That's the number to call. 701-802-5454. And the access code is 1039-6545. Same number to do for Tuesday. So, I want to recognize you. Yeah, we have a couple of drugs, but I have to be careful. What's your first name? Ismael? I'm just. All right, what's your name, bud? Okay. So, you didn't get to go yet. That's fine. I just want to get your first name.